All right, away we go with Boots and Salutes on this Tuesday morning, and you can start things off. Good morning. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning. You guys were talking there a few minutes ago about mispronunciation of names. Here's one for you that just happened here 2 weeks ago. When the fires were at Holbein, it was not your radio station, but it was one very close to you guys on the dial from Saskatoon. Twice I heard it, they announced it, Holbein. The third time, they completely turned it around. It was Beanhold.
Well, I'm glad we didn't do it.
That's right.
Thanks for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I would like to salute the Las Vegas Golden Knights on proving the pundits wrong once more, but I'd like to boot those that are saying that it's fixed, that it's not the talent that's doing it. It's kind of sad that that has to happen.
Yeah, the conspiracy theorists come out, don't they?
It has so, yes.
Thanks.
And I hope I can salute the Tampa Bay Lightning when they send Ovechkin onto the golf course.
All right. Thank you for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I got a big suit from salute for my buddy up at Chittick Lake for introducing me to using live frogs for fishing. I'll tell you what.
Okay.
Frogs weren't happy about that little bit of information.
Yeah. That's
come on.
The guy, the guy that likes to stir the pot. We know it's not right. We get it. We know. We understand. Thank you, sir.
That's right. Kermit wouldn't approve.
Yeah.
Come on.
938-0600, toll free, 1-800-667-3727. Anything that's on your mind this morning for Boots and Salutes. You know, it looks like it was a pretty safe long weekend on the roads, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen very often. This is one of the most brutally honest, tragic weekends on Saskatchewan highways.
Right.
Through the course of the year. So, have drivers maybe gotten it? You know, slowing down a little bit, taking a little more time, maybe putting the cell phones down.
Could be. Could be. We can only hope so.
I'm hoping so.
I was impressed with SGI, too, because they were ahead of the game. They were, before the weekend started, they had sent out a message about, especially slow-moving traffic.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking about tractors and cedars and that type of stuff. Everybody just slow down a little bit and take a moment. They'll pull over whenever they get the opportunity, the next opportunity, and you can get on by, because there's nobody who's pulling a cedar down the highway that wants to be there.
Nope.
Right? Their first goal is to get off the highway.
Yep. And I know Saskatoon police were very active doing a number of check drops, one even yesterday afternoon coming into downtown. So hopefully it all added up to safer roads. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. You were talking about towns that are mispronounced here in Saskatchewan. One of the ones that I've heard, and I'm from there, is Bangoff. I've heard it pronounced Bangouch, Bangow, and another little town down there is Ceylon, and I've heard it pronounced Ceylon.
Ceylon was one that used to be butchered. Again, we're in the same neck of the woods there. And Bengoff, yep. Ceylon, I'm with you. Sadu was the one that I always used to hate.
Yeah, that one could get a tongue twister if you've had enough wobbly pops.
Thanks for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I got a boot for these people that work at the tills nowadays. They haven't got a clue how to count money. This weekend, we stopped at a retail outlet out on the highway, and my bill was $12.25. I know most people don't use cash anymore, but a lot of people do. $12.25 was my bill. I gave him a $20 bill and a quarter. Well, the look that he gave me in the face, he was totally screwed. He had no idea how to count $8 back to me. These people now, they just haven't got a clue. Thank you.
Yeah, I got to tell you just a quick story because it makes my wife crazy. Is, for example, if I'm buying something and it's $12.55, I'll give them $12.05 or, you know, $20.05 so that I can get larger coins back, quarters and that type of stuff, right? And it always throws everybody off. And Christy says, why do you do that to them? Just because it's fun.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I like to salute the great number 8, Ovechkin. And love thy neighbor as thyself. Okay?
Thank you for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Are they doing starlight tours?
I have no idea what you're talking about, sir, but thanks for the call. 938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727.
But, you know, that guy, previous caller who was talking about the counting back of the change, that leads back to the question that we had on our Facebook fan page last week about whether or not you count your change when you get it back. And a whole lot of people had pointed out that and they don't do it anymore. Very rarely does the cashier count the money back to you. They kind of put it all in their hand and say, here's your change, right?
Yeah.
Whereas they used to count it back 5, 10, whatever. Those days are just so long gone. And with everybody using the pay cards and that type of stuff, who counts back change anymore?
Totally agreed. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. You're on the air.
Good morning. I'm another one that it just goes ballistic when somebody can't count change back. when I went to school, they taught us that in school. Of course, I'm 60 plus years old. And occasionally you get a cashier that is in their 50s or more, and they'll count change back to you, and it's kind of appreciative. Anyways, a salute to the ones that can count it back.
Thanks for your call.
Full disclosure.
What?
For my 13-year-old that's probably slurping his cereal right now, I would doubt he could count change.
Really?
Highly doubt it.
Well, it's the new math, Dave. They don't teach that in the new math anymore.
No, you're right. But everybody pays with a card for everything.
Well, for sure, man. It's... And you know, this is how apparently in such a big hurry I've become anymore, is when they don't have the tap available on their... what kind of operation are you running here?
Wow.
You expect me to put my card in there and then input some numbers? That's crazy.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. We were out for a drive the other day, and I can't believe how many pastures that have not a tree in sight, and nobody has a shelter for their either horses or cows or whatever, to get out of the sun, and I'm sure they need to, so I just thought that would be a suggestion to people that have horses, cattle, whatever. Okay.
Thank you for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I would like to salute our son, Ron Gerson, and his wife, Tanya, for putting on a barbecue at Sunnyside Emma Lake this weekend for raising money for our playground. And it was a beautiful day and lots of people and lots of visiting. And so we want to say a big thank you to everyone who attended and, of course, to our son and his wife for the work they did. Thank you.
Right on. Thank you. And good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. You're talking about counting change back. They can't even tell time anymore.
What do you mean?
It's just amazing. And they can't even sign their name. They don't know how to write.
Yeah.
Everything is just printed. Like,
I'm guilty of that, too, though.
Penmanship was... When we went to school, you had to do it, and you had to do it right.
I'm guilty of that. I can't throw stones there.
I know what you're saying, though.
Yeah.
That's going to do it for Boots and Salutes today. The phone lines are jammed. Call earlier tomorrow, and we'll get you on the air. Coming up after 8 o'clock, birthdays, anniversaries, and a visit with His Worship Mayor Charlie Clark. It's all here with the Moo Crew.